Joining us today on Straight Talk 1400, we have Ken Duncan, and he is running for Ward 4 in Crystal City Council. Introduce yourself to our listeners for those who don't know you, Ken.
Well, first of all, my name is Ken Duncan. I'm running for Ward 4 Councilman of Crystal City. I have lived on Holdinghausen Drive since 1972. I went to high school at Crystal City starting in 1964, so I've got quite a history with this town. And I'm on the P&Z board at the present time, and I have been on the park board in the past. And now I decided to run for the council.
Let's talk about why you did decide to run, Ken. What made this position appealing to you?
Well, I can't really say appealing is a descriptive term, but what I've been witnessing as a P&Z member, I didn't like what was going on. I've had a lot of fighting about the Wings project that's coming into town, and as everyone knows, we need jobs. We have shipped most of our industry to China, Mexico, Canada, anywhere but the United States, and to turn down a factory that's coming in on an old factory site just didn't make sense to me. And the people that were opposing it finally got my attention, and I'm going to run for council on that platform, bringing jobs to the community.
Do you feel like serving on the P&Z board is going to be advantageous to you if you're elected into the council?
Well, it has given me insight as to what's going on in the city. So yeah, I guess it does.
Do you plan to continue serving on P&Z? Do you think you'll be able to handle doing both jobs and then your day job as well? It's a lot of responsibility.
I don't know if the mayor will keep me on the P&Z or not. We already have Charlie DeBoer from Ward 2 that is on the planning and zoning, so that'll kind of be up to Tom or the mayor.
And obviously, like you said, your platform is that you're supporting Wings, and for the last few years, people have been running on whether they support this project or not. But there are also other tasks that are going to come with serving on the city council. You've got your budgets and your sewers and maybe the less glamorous side of serving on Crystal City Council. Are you prepared to learn all of those responsibilities, learn how all of that works, and take that on as well?
Absolutely. I owned my own excavating company for 16 years, so running finances is nothing new to me. And all of what you just mentioned hinges on a tax base. Right now, between 45 and 48% of our revenue comes from one entity, Walmart. They have a history of moving. They're in their third location since they've been in this town. If they would happen to decide to move out of Crystal City, what would we do with a 50% pay cut? So it all hinges on revenue. And the infrastructure of Crystal City is old. 100 years old, 75 years old, we have sewer mains collapsing on a regular basis. And it's approximately $60 a foot to reline the sewer. Depending on the size of it, we've got 3 miles. Put the math to it.
And we're talking to Ken Duncan, who is running against Terry Labre in Ward 4 for Crystal City Council. So, like you mentioned, you've been living on the same street for decades, and you've been a part of this city in many different aspects. What is one of the things that keeps you in Crystal and keeps you involved in Crystal? Why do you love this town so much that you're expending all this energy and time into it?
I was telling somebody the other day that when I started going to school here in 64, PPG was up and running, and it employed a great deal of the people in this town. And it was almost like taking something out of Norman Rockwell. It was just small town America that was, everybody was making a decent living. The kids had a great place to go to school. They could play on the streets without worry about crime or anything else. And I would love to get that back. And, you know, we live on the third largest river in the world. And they're talking about a barge port coming in. I want that barge port. I also want industry down there where industry started this town. PPG basically built Crystal City, and when they left, they just took a part of the town with them, and we need to get the factories back into this town and start working again. Unemployment is going through the roof across the nation. anybody that would not want jobs, good paying jobs in their town, is beyond me, beyond comprehension.
And do you have a phone number where your constituents can call you, anyone in your ward that has any questions about where you stand on any issue?
Certainly. My number is 937-2710.
Very good. Well, we thank you for taking a few minutes and speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
That is Ken Duncan. Again, he is running against Terry Labrie in Ward 4 for the Crystal City Council. Come April, joining us on Straight Talk 1400.